Salam alaikum. How are you doing, guys? I hope you're doing well. We are doing our best to come your way with consistent podcasts for this year. And please, if there is anything you think I can do to improve, to enhance, or if you want to partner with us on these podcasts that we're sharing with you, please do all to send me a message on at the Prince Tego on all platforms. We would love to partner with you. We would love to learn from you. We'd love to hear from you. Today's podcast, we'll be talking about praises and criticisms. Important topic, very. But before we do that, let's start this the usual way. Man Zakin, and happy Amazi year to all the Amazis. Jambo, habari. Bonjour, bonsoir. Buenos dias, bon dia. Mache, maha. The concept of praises and criticisms outlive the oldest person alive today. Before our great-grandfathers were born, men were praising men. Men were praising gods. Men were praising nature. Men were praising trees. Men were praising something. Criticisms, likewise, very similar. Before our great-great-grandfathers were born, men were criticizing God. You don't know, yes. Men, you and I have criticized God before. Don't act innocent. You're like, God, you shouldn't have done that. God, you shouldn't have done this. I'm like, yo, you are big enough to be God. Okay, sure. But this is the whole thing. About a few years ago, just before I started this journey of sharing with people, I used to write these quotes and I'll send them to Fubert and he would design them and we'll share with you people. I mean, those who followed us for some time would know this. I would say things like, don't get too attached to praises. Don't let the praises define you. Or the criticisms will break you. And that was because I simply came across a quote very early on. And I think sharing with you was my own way of priming myself, of establishing a mindset. And the quote said this, if the praises make you, then the criticisms will break you. Simply put, whoever made you can destroy you. So, all through my life, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm not going to try to have any false sense of modesty here. I was pretty intelligent. Like, yes. So, you know, when you're an intelligent kid, the praises, yo, smart kid, all of that, I've received all of that. So, as a matter of fact, when you grow up in that kind of environment, you start to identify with your intelligence or with your ability to actually excel academically, because that was the only kind of intelligence that we knew at the time. So if we say, oh, you were intelligent, I mean, people of my age, if we say you were intelligent as a kid, it means you were getting good grades. Very rarely were you told you were intelligent because you could figure things out at home or you could fix a toy. Those were considered to be not very relevant. So, as a matter of fact, I would be receiving praises over and over and over again. And I would start to imbibe these praises into myself. But when I grew up, I noticed something very significant. Whenever I was criticized by these same people, I started to wonder whether these people loved me. I had the opportunity and privilege to live with a family, the Dankwas, and my madam, as I call her, Leola Dankwa, as I call her affectionately, Sister Ikuya, she would actually criticize me and, you know, bombard me with, you know, stern warnings, and she was very strict on me. I did not understand the value of that at the time because I was used to being praised because I was smart and intelligent. Fast forward in future, her advice, the lessons I learned from her would be one of my greatest foundations in life. The things I learned from her would become one of the things that would, or some of the things that would guide me in my professional career. Now, you see, there are two different types of criticisms. Very important to know. There are constructive criticisms and there are destructive criticisms. The same way, there is a difference between pragmatism and cynicism. And guys, for those of you who are just hearing ism, 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 don't worry. Simply put, there is a clear difference between being a practical person and being a pessimist, being a negative-minded person, being a negative thinker. There is a clear difference. Let me explain this to you properly. When you have a project in mind, all right, when you have an idea in mind, and somebody just comes to you and all the person is doing is just trying to show you how the idea will not work. Remember, most people who criticize destructively provide no alternative solutions to the problem. None whatsoever. None. They just come there to show you how and why it won't work. Those who construct you positively or constructively, those who criticize you constructively, oftentimes are telling you, hey, look out for this and that, because this is a possible path to failure, but you can do this and that to make sure you overcome the hurdle. Okay, now that we are done with criticisms, it is extremely important to know that praises, as positive as they are, can have a negative effect on you. Now, bear in mind, most people who praise you for something don't really know the effort, the work, the amount of dedication it actually took you to get it done. So, case in point, when I play the guitar, which I do, I think I do fairly well, most people would say, oh, great job, bravo, you've done so well. But those people don't know how long it took me to actually play the guitar. I have a rule of thumb. When I receive praises from people who don't know what it takes to actually do the thing they're praising me for, I don't take it to heart. Not at all. You see, when I receive a praise from a fellow guitarist, I know he or she knows what it takes. Or if I receive a praise, or if I receive praises from people who have dedicated themselves to things as well, I know that they know what it takes. That is because if you receive praises easily and you take them to heart, remember, when people start to criticize you, they most definitely won't know what it took you to fail. But they'll criticize you nonetheless. So you've got to fix your mind. You've got to set your mind right. When people praise you, say thank you, because it is just courteous to say thank you. Appreciate it. Be grateful for it. And when they criticize you, filter the usefulness out of whatever they have to say, because that is all it is. You know, I've come to realize this again and again. Do you know that most people don't criticize themselves? Most people aren't their worst critics. They are the worst critics of others. I'll tell you this simply and easily. Anybody does anything wrong, he or she has an explanation. When I do something wrong, I have an explanation. If you listen to the podcast on the end of the year podcast that we shared with you guys, I talked about grace. Please. I think it was in the podcast of drowning. Yeah. I talked about showing grace to people. Whenever you do something wrong, you have the justification for it. You have the reason why you did it wrong. You know why, because you know that you are not a bad person, right? Yeah, you aren't at all. When somebody does something wrong, what do? You have legal standards and measurements to actually see if this person did right or wrong. I recently posted on Facebook, if somebody calls you family, don't take it to heart. Wait till you find yourself in a place and time where they can act as family towards you. Because guess what? If I call anybody my family, then if the person does something wrong, I would have to treat the person with mercy and grace. That is what family does. Other than that, kasa yamfroma, words mean nothing. So, as you go into your new week, approach people differently. Approach the words you hear differently. Don't take things to heart. Of course, you can actually just learn from what people have to share with you. But don't be affected. Don't identify. Don't create your identity based on the praises you receive. Neither should you create your identity on the criticisms or the critiques that you receive. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Prince Tego. And until I come your way next time, cheers. Take care of yourselves. Bislama.